The Red Sox need a new manager. Last night, the team said it has parted ways with Alex Cora after two seasons. The move was made a day after a Major League Baseball investigation implicated Cora in the Houston Astros cheating scandal while Cora was the Astros bench coach. The league's still investigating allegations that the Red Sox carried out a similar scheme during the 2018 World Series championship season, and that was Cora's first year as manager. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer joins us to explain what's going on. Morning, Shira.
Good morning, Deb.
So what did the Red Sox say in their statement?
Well, it was a very carefully worded statement saying that Cora had met with team owner John Henry, chairman Tom Werner, and president and CEO Sam Kennedy about the commissioner's report on the Houston Astros investigation. And at that meeting, both sides basically came to the conclusion that Cora couldn't effectively lead the team going forward. And this, of course, all came the day after the league detailed Cora's role in the Astros sign-stealing scheme. And that was when investigators concluded Cora, who when he was the bench coach in Houston, he was involved in developing actually two schemes to steal signs that catchers were giving pitchers on opposing teams.
And did Cora have anything to say for himself in that statement?
Well, actually, he did. He talked about how parting ways was the best thing for the organization. And I'll read just a little bit of what he said in his statement. I do not want to be a distraction to the Red Sox as they move forward. My 2 years as manager were the best years of my life. I will forever be indebted to the organization and the fans who supported me as a player, a manager, and in my efforts to help Puerto Rico. This is a special place. There is nothing like it in all of baseball, and I will miss it dearly.
Shira, remind us quickly, what is the cheating scandal all about?
Yes, well, the Astros are accused of having a system of stealing signs, and a catcher basically flashes a signal to his pitcher to indicate which pitch he should throw. And sometimes the other team can intercept them and let the batter know. The Astros are accused of having an illegal system using cameras to steal signs, then banging trash cans to indicate what pitch was on the way. And now we should also note that the Red Sox are under investigation and accused of illegally using video feeds to steal signs, and that investigation is ongoing.
So is this decision to make Cora leave a surprising one?
Well, the firing is not surprising, but how quickly the team acted is. Cora has not been disciplined by the league yet, and Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has said he is waiting for the results of the investigation into allegations that the Red Sox stole signs during their 2018 championship season. But once the commissioner's report on the Astros was released and you basically saw how damning it was for Cora, you knew it was only a matter of time until the Red Sox fired him.
And what does the future hold for both the team and for Cora?
Well, pitchers and catchers report on February 11th, so the Red Sox have to fill Cora's position and fill it quickly. They have a press conference scheduled for this afternoon at Fenway Park where we'll probably hear more details about how they plan to proceed with that search. As for Cora, I'd actually be surprised if he works in Major League Baseball again.
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.